ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सखा वृष्णि वृषभावनी दृग राजन्या वंश दहनानव अपवर्ग वीर्य गोविंद गो द्विज सुरा अर्तिहरा अवतारा योगेश्वरा अखिलम गुरो भगवान नमस्ते। श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सखा विष्णु पावनि दृग
श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सखा विष्णु
राजन्य वंश दहनानप वर्ग वीर्य गोविंद गो द्विज सुरातिहरावतार योगेश्वराखिल गुरु भगवन् नमस्ते। श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सख विष्णुष भावनिद्रुग राजन्य वंश दहनानप वर्ग वीर्य गोविंद गो द्विज सुरतिहरावतार योगेश्वराखिल गुरु भगवन् नमस्ते। श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सख विष्णुष भावनिद्रुग राजन्य वंश दहनानप वर्ग वीर्य गोविंद गो द्विज सुरतिहरावतार योगेश्वराखिल गुरु भगवन् नमस्ते। Shri Krishna,
Shri Krishna,
oh Shri Krishna,
oh Shri
Krishna,
Krishna
Sakha,
Krishna Sakha,
oh friend of Arjuna,
oh friend of Arjuna,
Vrishni,
Vrishni,
descendants of Vrishni, Vrishapa, the chief. Avani, earth, Druk, rebellious, Rajan Yavamsha, dynasties of the kings, Dahana, annihilator, Anupavarga, without deterioration of, Virya, prowess, Govinda, the proprietor of Goloka Dhamma, Go, cow, Dvija, the Brahmanas, Sura, the demigods, Artihara, reliever of distress, Avatara, one who descends, Yogeshwara, master of all mystic powers. Akila, universal. Guru, O preceptor. Bhagavan, the possessor of all opulences. Namaste. This respectful obeisances unto you. Translation. O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief amongst the descendants of Vishnu, you are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements on this earth. Your prowess never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode, and you descend to relieve the distresses of the cows, the brahmanas, and the devotees. You possess all mystic powers, and you are the preceptor of the entire universe. You are the Almighty God, and I offer you my respectful obeisances.
So, Lord Krishna is addressed here as Krishna Sakha. Although Arjuna is Kunti's son, subordinate, but she knows that Krishna is more intimately related with Arjuna than herself. She knows that. Another Krishna Sakha means Krishna. Krishna is the name of Draupadi. So, Krishna saved Draupadi from insult. She was attempted to be naked by Duryodhana and Karna, but Krishna saved her. So, in that sense also Krishna, Krishna Sakha. Vishnu Rishabha. Rishabha, the chief, the best man, is called Rishabha. So, in the Vishnu dynasty, Krishna is the chief. Because Krishna appeared in the Vishnu dynasty, therefore the dynasty becomes famous. That is already discussed previously. Malayaja Chantana, Chanda. That's the sandalwood. Because sandal is produced in the Malaya, Malaysia, now the name. Therefore it is called Malayaja Chanda. Or sometimes it is produced in the Malaya. Hill, there is hill. So, Rishabha Avani Dhrup Rajanmiya. Avani Dhrup. Dhrup means various. Actually, a king should be representative of God. Representative. The king's honor. In every country, king is honored very gorgeously. Why? He is also human being, and the citizens are also human being. Why the king is so honored? Just like spiritual master. Spiritual master is honored. Not only honored, in the sastra it is said, Nāvamannita karhich. Ācārya-māṁ vijānyāt. Nāvamannita karhich. The spiritual master should not be an ordinary human. And the king also practically, we see, that we do not treat a king or a president like ordinary human being. What is the reason? What is the reason? The reason is that the king, king's another name is Naradeva, a god in human form, Naradeva. So king is honored because a king is supposed to be representative of God. Therefore, his business is, Krishna Krishna is maintainer. Eka jo bahunam vidadhati kama. Nitya nityanam chetana chetanana. God means the supreme living being. Nitya nityanam. We are also living beings. We are living beings in different forms. 8,400,000 forms. We are all living beings. And Krishna is also living being. Krishna is not impersonal. God is not impersonal. Just like we are persons, you are person. Every one of us sitting here, we have got person, personality. We have got individuality. So, the impersonalities, they cannot adjust that we are individual person and how the Supreme, the original cause of everything, he also can be person. Because we have our experience that my knowledge and any individual person's knowledge of them, they're limited. But how the unlimited can be person? Because we are limited and God is unlimited, therefore these Mayavadis with poor fund of knowledge that because we being persons, we are limited, therefore God being unlimited, he must be impersonal. He must. They compare the material things. There's the sky, we think it unlimited. The sky is impersonal. So, their philosophy is, because God is unlimited, therefore, he must be impersonal. But that's not the Vedic instruction. Vedic instruction is, he is also a person. God is also a person. Just like we see Krishna. Krishna is person. We are also person. The difference is, this person is worshipped and we are worshipper. That is the difference. Otherwise, he is person, we are person. But the one person, just like king, king is also person. And the citizens are also person. The president is also person. And the citizens are also person. But what is the difference? The difference is the president or the king or the spiritual master, such persons are exalted persons are worshipped. That is the difference. Now why one person should be worshipped by so many persons? Because the one person provides so many persons. Eka jo bahunam vidadhati kama. God is also person. He is one. We are many. God is worshipped because he provides everyone. He gives food, maintenance, all the necessities of life. God is supplied. Then we should be worshipped. We require water. God has given the oceans of water. Stocked. Utilized. How nicely arranged. Clear water. Mixed with salt so that it will not decompose such as this. And when you require drinking water, the same water is distilled by God's arrangement. The sunshine evaporates the water, took it on the high sky, and then distilled clear distilled water. So, how God is providing everyone with everything. We require light, we require heat, just like in ordinary life also. In this state, there is heating department, lighting department, plumbing department. Why? These are the amenities we require. So, why don't you see that these elements are already there? unless these arrangements are subordinate. The first arrangement is God's arrangement. God supply you water. By then, you catch up. And then you supply in the water was. Without rain, you cannot have any water. Therefore, original supplier is God. He calls you bhunam vidhati kama. His person. He has got brain. He knows that all of them will require everything, certain such things. Heat, light, water. Without water, you cannot produce foodstuff. Even the animal eaters. Without God's arrangement, how can you eat animal? The animal also must be provided with food, with grass. Then you can take it to the slaughterhouse by your expert intelligence. God is supplying food, still you are creating rebellious condition. Listen, Abhinav Dhruv. These Lascars who are going against the law of God, they're rebellious. So they're rebellious. The king's duty is to see as the presentation of Krishna, as the presentation of God. Otherwise, what right he has got to take so much honor from the citizens? He has no right. And because the kings, formerly every country there was kings, monarchy, they violated, they rebelled against God. They became themselves God. That I have got so much property, kingdom. I am God. I am the Lord of all I survey. So when the user, the power of God, the all monarchies in the world is now finished. Because they did not act as representative of God. They thought their personal property, the kingdom. No, that is not actual fact. Fact is, everything belongs to God. Isabhatamidam sarvam. So, the representative must be very obedient. Then his position is gone. Anyway, just like so-called spiritual masters, they proclaim, I am God. So they have no position. They have no position. Because they are rebellious. A spiritual master is supposed to spread God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, make everyone Krishna conscious, as the most confidential servant of God, not as God. This time Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, Sakshadharitena samasta shastri rukta. A spiritual master is honored as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Honored. Sāksād haritena. Harita means as God. Sāksād haritena samasta śāstri rūpta. It is stated in all śāstras. It is not bogus that this spiritual master is as good as God. Sāksādharitena samasta śāstri rūpta. It is said, it is stated. Sāksādharitena samasta śāstri rūpta. Tato bhāb bhatayeva sadhi. Ruptas tata. Because it is stated in the śāstra. Tata. Therefore, those who are advanced, ruptas tata bhāb bhatayeva sadhi. Sadhvi means those who are actually advanced in spiritual life. They obey the spiritual injunction. Then his spiritual master, as good as God, the next line is, Kintu pravarja priyayevatas. Spiritual master is not God. He is, the distinction is, Sevva Bhagavan, Sevak Bhagavan. Sevva means one who is worshipped. And sevak means one who is worshipper. The spiritual master is God and Krishna is God. But Krishna is worshipable God and spiritual master is worshipper God. He is God, but he is worshipper God. That is explained. The Mayavadi, they cannot understand it. That because the spiritual master has to be accepted as God, that I have become spiritual master, I have become God. This is rebellious. This is rebellious. God gives you a position, and if you want to usurp his power unnecessarily, which you cannot, then you are full rascal, you are rebellious. He requires punishment. Punishment. Therefore it is said that Avanidhuk Rajanna Vamsa Dahanan. Therefore you descend to kill all these rascals who claim your position. Rebellious. That is natural. Just like all subordinate kings, there is one emperor and there are subordinate kings. Sometimes the subordinate kings claim, now we cannot give tax. In India it so happened, everywhere it so happened. The subordinate kings, zamindars, landholders, sometimes they think, no, I shall give tax. Then it is rebellious. So, Krishna's one business is to kill these rebellious persons who deny the supremacy of God, who declare himself as God. Therefore he said, Avanidhuk, on the surface of the globe, those who are rebellious, Rajanna Vamsa, Dahana, so he kills, he burns them. Apavarga Vidya, Anapavidya, Anapavarga Vidya. Apavarga means, it is said Anapavarga. What is Apavarga? Apavarga. Anapavarga, yes, that's correct. Pavarga and Pavarga and Apavarga. So Anapavarga means again Pavarga. Not Pavarga. Pavarga. And Anapavarga. Pavarga means the path of tribulation. Pavarga. Those who are Sanskrit scholars, they know the alphabets, ka, kha, ga, gha, ma, cha, cha, ja, dha, nya, ta, tha, da, dha, na, ta, tha, da, dha, na, pa, pa, ba, gha, ma. So, this is the fifth line. Pa, pa, ba, gha, ma. So, pa means position, level. This word, you have to work very hard to maintain yourself. In the Bhagavad Gita it says, Sharira Dhatra Kite Na Prasiddheta Paramana. Krishna never advised Arjuna that you sit down. I am your friend. I shall do everything. You sit down and smoke Gaja. Krishna never said this. Krishna was doing everything. Still, he has to fight. He was inducing, you must fight. Neither Arjuna said, Krishna, you are so my friend, great friend. Better you do it. I sit down. Let me smoke ganja. Arjuna also did not say. This is not Krishna concept. The God, you please do everything for me and let me smoke ganja. This is not God consciousness. God consciousness means you must work. Work for God. That is God consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. So above this world is meant for that purpose. That without working, you cannot live. You cannot maintain a body. Therefore it is called purishtam. Pa means purishtam. To live at heart. You cannot get your such even if you are a lion, a king, a very powerful, you still have to find out your prey in the jungle. Not that it is said, Nahi suptasya singhasya pravishanti mukhe mriga. Suptasya singhasya. Supta means sleeping. Sleeping a lion if he thinks that I am the king of the forest. So let me sleep and in my mouth all the animals will come. No, sir. It is not possible. You must to find out your food. Although you are a lion. So everyone has to find out. With great difficulty. The lion, although so powerful, he has to find out his food, another animal to eat, with great difficulty. Not so easy. So, pa means liver. And pa means sin. The foam, when you work very hard, from your mouth, a kind of foam comes out. Pa. And in spite of so much hard labor, it is bow. Bow means birth. Futile. Useless. Bow. And bow. Bow means fear. Boy. Fear. Although you are working so hard, there is always some fearfulness. Nothing should be done like this or not like this. Fearful. That is the nature. Ahara vidra bhaya maithun. Bhaya. This land, this body, material body means eating, sleeping and fearing. This is one of the symptoms. Although I am eating very nicely, I am thinking whether I am overeating so that I may not feel sick. So bhaya is always there. But you see, eating and looking this way, that way, war. If some enemy is not coming. So, this is bha. Pa, bha, and mo. At last, moron, mrittu, death. This is called pa varga. Pa varga means pa, bha, mo. Pa means hard labor. Pa means so hard that foam comes out of mouth. And bow means still frustrated. And bow means fearfulness. And bow means myth. This is the call apavarga. So, apavarga and just the opposite is apavarga. Just the opposite. There is no liver. There is no foam. There is no frustration. There is no fear. And there is no death. That is spiritual world. That is spiritual world. Pavarga means accompanied by all these things, and abhavarga means just the opposite. Just the opposite. Therefore, Krishna's name is Anapavarga Bijo. He shows you the path. How you become anapavarga? Napavarga, anapavarga. Krishna says, Taktade hang punarjanmanaiti. Why this pavarga? Why this five times of tribulation? Because you have got this material body. As soon as you accept a material body, it doesn't matter whether President Nixon's body or a common man's body. You have to pass through these power goals. Either you are a demigod or a human being or an animal or an insect or Brahma, whatever you may be. as soon as you have got this material body, you have to go through these tribulations. This is called material existence. And apavarga means just the opposite. And that part, Krishna comes to give you the path of anapavarga. Anapavarga. He is the path. So you have to accept. Krishna says, very frankly says, surrender unto me. I give you anapavarga. Ahantang sarva papi bhava mokshayami. I shall give you protection. See, the power for this purpose. And Govinda means he is the giver of pleasure to the cows and to the senses. Govinda, go jija sura ati para avatar. Avatar means incarnation. Govinda. Govinda adi purusam tamam bhajami. He is adi purus. Aham hi adi devana. He is the original personality of the demigods. Brahma Vishnu. People may not misunderstand that Brahma Vishnu Mahesha. They are original. No. Krishna says, they are not original. Brahma Vishnu Mahesha. Aham adi hi devana. I am the original person. I am the of the demigods. Therefore, we repeatedly say that we worship that Adi Purusham, the original person, Govindam Adi Purusham, Tamaham Bhaja, not secondary, the first original person. So Govinda, so what is the business of Govinda? Now go Dija Surati Hara Avatara. This demonic war is the greatest enemy of cows. Just see how they are maintaining hundreds and thousands of slaughterhouses. Hundreds and thousands of slaughterhouses. Innocent animals giving you milk, the most important foodstuff. Even after death, it is giving you skin for your shoes, and you are so rascal that you are killing. And you want to be happy in this world. You see? How sinful they are. They have no consideration that this animal, why cow protection is so much advocated? Because it is very, very important. Therefore, there is no such injection that you don't eat the flesh of a tiger. You can eat. Because those who are meat eaters, they have been recommended to eat the flesh of goats or other lower animals. Sometimes dogs also they eat. The hogs, you can eat. But never eat the flesh of cows. So, innocent animal, the most important animal, giving service even after death. While living, giving service, so important service, giving you milk, even after death, she is giving service by supplying the skin, the hoof, the horn, you utilize in so many ways. But still, the present human society is so ungrateful and lustful that they are killing cows. So Krishna comes to punish them, these rascals. Therefore it is said that go jija surati hara. Krishna comes to, therefore we worship Krishna. Namo brahmana devaya go brahmana hitaya. So to make a perfect human society, there must be protection of the go-vision. Dijo means Brahman. Brahman means one who knows Brahma, God. These two classes must be given first protection. Therefore, Krishna is said with these words. Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya, Javad Hitaya, Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namo. See, the same thing is there. Govindaya, Go, Dija, Atihara. Dija, and the Brahmana class, and the cows, they are too much troubled by this rascal demand. And Krishna comes. These are dharmas. So, when we say Kali Yuga, the people are so sinful, suffering also. Therefore, Krishna has incarnated in the form of His name. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.